living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
You know, when it comes to, scary diagnoses like cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, I like to cover the science behind, those diseases. I like to cover the treatments. I think that's important in to keep my listeners, to keep me, keep Life Extension customers, up to date and all that good information, all the good science. But I also like to talk about people, the people who have gone through the diagnosis, the treatment, people who have survived and are doing well with these diseases, because I think we can learn so much from them. And my guest wrote a book that is titled New Beginnings, The Triumphs of 120 Cancer Survivors. His name is Dr. Bill Aaron. He's an internationally renowned photographer and author. His photographs have been, I really think, in just about every major museum and gallery throughout the world, really. He's been in the Museum of Modern Art, the International Center for Photography, the Chicago Art Institute, the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. So just well known, and I just find it really interesting that he chooses to write a book about cancer survivors. Bill Aaron, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. It's good to be here.
Sorry for that long introduction, but I thought it was important to let my listeners know that to learn about people's personal stories, people who have actually survived, especially in this case, the dreaded cancer diagnosis, right? I think we learn a lot from them. What was your inspiration for all of this?
When I was diagnosed with cancer, I was, of course, devastated, as most people are. The reaction of fear is usually followed by, a sense of feeling all alone. I felt alienated, estranged from the world. I could be in a room full of people. And true, I knew intellectually that everybody in the room had some problem they were working on. But I felt like I was totally alone and separate. And Susan Sontag actually has a wonderful phrase that she uses in her book. A book about being sick with serious disease. She wrote that a sick person is transported to another country, separate and distinct from the land of the healthy. And I was angry. I felt like I had failed my body. And Rabbi Ed Feinstein, who's one of the participants in the book, had this to say, and I think it's a really profound thought for people who have a serious illness, cancer and other. The way of healing is to balance the loss and fear and rage with a sense of gratitude. When they balance, we are whole, whether or not we are cured. And so these 120 survivors, they became my teachers.
That's awesome, Bill.
When I went to a support group, it's called the Cancer Support Community in West Los Angeles, and during one of the sessions, another survivor said to me, cancer is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I was just, it was like this, it was not an epiphany, but it was total disbelief, sort of the opposite, I guess, of an epiphany. And I felt, how could that be? Cancer's the worst thing. And then I began to speak with other people, and I found out that this is not an uncommon thought, and I wanted to explore this, and that was really the birth of the idea for this book.
Interestingly, Bill, you mentioned something that I want to talk about a little bit more. You said that you were angry at yourself, in a sense, that you let your body down. Is that a common way cancer patients feel? Or because I always felt, and even just being a doctor, listening and talking to cancer patients, often what they say are things like, how did this happen to me? Why did this happen? It's almost like they're putting the blame, if they believe in God or something, they're putting the blame away from themselves. But you kind of internalized that a little bit.
Yeah,
is that common?
I think so. I did. and that led to a terrible depression. I mean, I think, you know, we do as much as we can to stay healthy, and there's always more to do, of course. And I felt like it's difficult to articulate, but I felt like, you know, my body is sort of like a temple, and that I just didn't, not worship, but I just didn't take care of it. And there's an analogous part to this, and that was after my surgery, I felt like damaged goods. And that, I find, is, you know, people internalize their diagnosis in various ways. Mine was to, as I said, to feel guilty about it. But most people, especially those who lose a body part or an organ, they feel as if they're damaged goods, and they go to somebody.
This is interesting, Bo, because you've just taught me something. You know, as a physician, you know, I don't practice anymore. I'm a teacher now. I'm very blessed to be able to do shows like this and talk to people like you, Bill. But I obviously, you know, I have friends, family, memory. I mean, cancer continues to increase in certain populations. I mean, I still deal with it, right?
Sure.
And I think what's interesting about this, from that very sterile, analytical medical doctor position, I would almost want to deal with somebody's physical pain from the cancer versus their emotional pain. But based, you know, everything you've said so far has been emotionally based. You haven't said anything about the physical part of it. Do doctors need to focus more on the emotional pain? I mean, obviously the physical pain has to be dealt with, but
right.
I don't think we're addressing this enough with people.
I think, it's a really good point. I've identified four stages of cancer with these 120 people. There's, of course, the terrible diagnosis. And then there's the agony of treatment, and that is very painful. And doctors, I think, do a great job of helping people through that. But then when treatment's over, there's what one of the survivors in the book, Kim Lintz, described as the silent phase. In other words, after the diagnosis and during treatment, it's a very busy time of life. There are treatment appointments, doctor's appointments, people call up to find out how you are, and then all of a sudden when your treatment's over, there's a total silence, which it's an anomic silence. And survivors are left with the feeling of what's next. And the point that you made about the physical pain is temporary. And once it's over, it's over, or once it's on a low level, it can be dealt with.
But the emotional pain
is more lasting, and there are more people surviving, and many people, and those have to figure out what to do and how to move forward.
Well, you're right. People are surviving cancer at a higher rate, which is awesome. We're getting people past that initial treatment, that post-treatment phase, and you mentioned there's this silence. Do you think, you know, based on your research and talking to these cancer survivors, that, you know, if we did a better job of helping people through the emotional pain post-treatment, that we could actually impact outcome better?
We don't
know. I'll tell you what, Bill, do this. Bill, do this.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, and we'll come back to that question, and then we'll get more into the 120 cancer survivors. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.